I am here with our latest Bears senior athlete, James Fagley, former three-sport athlete. Congratulations, James. How are you today?
Good. Thank you, Eliza.
Of course. So, you are a former three-sport athlete of soccer, hockey, and lacrosse. Tell me about why you didn't play soccer this year and how hockey's going so far.
So, I didn't play soccer this year because I decided to play lacrosse in the fall with my club team, the New England Oaks. It was a tough decision, but, you know, it's a decision I made for my future, kind of, because I would like to play at the next level for lacrosse in college. And the hockey season's going good. We started off 1-5. It was rough, but we're coming back. We're a little bit below 500. We're at 5-5 right now, 5-5-1, looking to get 6-5 this Saturday.
Yeah, your hockey games are really fun to watch. So it sounds like lacrosse is your favorite sport. Is there a specific reason why, or just because you've played it longer?
I like lacrosse because, I don't know, it's fun. I think it's a very technical sport. I like the technicality of it. I like just, you know, how it is. You know, I like it. I just like it more than hockey for sure.
So since you've been a big student athlete at BUHS for all your high school career, has there been a specific moment that you'll always take with you or a highlight that you'll never forget?
I definitely won't forget scoring 2 goals in our salute to service game for lacrosse, because I think that meant more than the game. I think that was deeper and for, like, veterans, and that just felt good.
That game was really special for the whole community. Do you think you guys are going to do something similar this year?
Yes, we're hoping to do another salute to service game and even possibly a veterans tournament.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah.
How do you think being an athlete helps you become a better person?
I think being an athlete helps you become a better person because it helps you be disciplined. It gives you morals. I mean, it helps you be an overall better person, I think.
Totally. I totally agree. What do you like to do in your free time when you're not playing sports?
I like to hang out with the boys, you know, general fun, nothing too crazy.
Yeah. Do you have a pregame ritual personally or a team ritual that you do in any of your sports that you have to stick to?
I don't generally believe in a pregame ritual. I usually stay pretty loose, pretty free-minded. You know, I don't try to, like, get myself too crazy locked in or anything.
Is there certain music you listen to or, like, a snack that you eat?
We listen to a lot of Eminem in the locker room. We listen to a lot of rap, okay. A lot of hardcore stuff.
Getting hyped up.
Yeah, you gotta get going for hockey, you know?
What does it feel like playing in the hockey rink with fans banging on the side?
Oh, it's intense. The atmosphere is unlike any other sport I've played in. For sure, it's very fun.
Yeah, it's definitely different than having a student section, so I feel like that's really cool. Yeah. Has there been a specific person that's influenced you in your athletic career? A coach, professional athlete, friend, family member?
I think Coach Lib has definitely influenced me a lot. He's instilled a lot of core values in me. He definitely pushes you to be your best, and I think he, for sure, is that person.
I love it. So talk to me about your post-high school plans. Do you plan to go to college, possibly pursue a sport?
I'm definitely going to try and pursue lacrosse at the next level. I'm thinking about either a postgraduate year at Northfield Mount Hermon Prep, or, you know, just going to the college level and seeing what's out there.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You must be super excited for your lacrosse season coming up.
Yes, very excited.
We wish you all the luck and can't wait to see what happens this season and for you after high school. Congratulations, James. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you.